KKWE 89.9 FM MeeG Radio presents the Minnesota Mixdown Music Sessions. This show features music with Todd Sisson. This audio was recorded on Saturday, November 7th at the Hostel Hornet in Frazee. If you'd like to hear more, feel free to check out our archive online at www.meegradio.org. Live on KKWE 89.9 FM MeeG Radio, and we are coming to you live tonight from the Hostel Hornet in Frazee for our Minnesota Mixdown Music Sessions. And tonight we are showcasing live music from local artist Todd Sisson. Todd's been playing music for quite a few years, and we're so extremely happy that he can be joining us tonight for this awesome event. Tonight's event is fully funded by the Minnesota Art and Legacy Heritage Fund, and we're really excited to be a part of a legacy fund and be able to have a project like this to be able to showcase local artists and musicians. And tonight we also have Michael Drake from the Perm area doing some live art out here tonight. And Michael's new from the area, and he's got some spray paint art going on tonight. So Todd's going to be playing some music until 9 o'clock.
It's the highway and I'm getting worn with age, but the pain and worries leave me when I'm sitting on your stage. Well, I guess it's just a blessing, perhaps it is a curse. Maybe life is just another verse in some old song, in some old town. Thanks a lot for coming out, those of you who are in here tonight. And big, big thanks to our friends with MeeG Radio. I'm Todd Sisson. Grew up over in the Iron Range, Crosby, Ironton, Minnesota. I've been in Frazee a little over 10 years with my family. I love it here. The Hostel Hornet is a great little spot to be, and it's nice to be in here playing some music again. Hope you guys are having a nice evening. I'm going to continue with a couple of kind of warm-up songs here. I've got a young daughter right now that's a senior in high school. Being a parent and watching your kids grow up is a lot of fun, but about the time that they decide it's time to pick up and leave, it gets a little melancholy for an adult, for a parent. You know, you love them and you want to see them get out of the house at the same time, but one thing that never leaves is a father's love for his daughter. Yesterday, his little girl just moved away, looking for a brand new day.
just ain't fair. Seems like trouble's everywhere. As he watched her drive away, hoping she'll come back someday. Then he found her letter on the ground. Love found. So he picked that letter up and climbed into his pickup truck. Sat there and he ran along. Tears were in his eyes. It said, I know you're sad that I'm leaving mom and dad. Don't you know it's time for this little bird to fly? What can I say? You know it had to happen someday. So you raised me well. I'll go out there and give them hell. Even though I might fall down, hope that you'll still be around to pick your baby off the ground. Inside, sat down in the kitchen and cried, wondering what he'd do without his baby by his side. As he wiped those tears away, he heard his darling lady say, don't you worry, dear. She's gonna be just fine. He got a man, he washed his hands. Hope someday he'd understand. Walked into the bedroom there. She was sitting brushing out her hair. He took her and he held her tight. Said, I know she'll be all right. Their beating heart's the only sound. Love found. Love found. Thanks for listening. Gonna cover some from Chris. Christofferson. You know, I think every songwriter's got a inspiration, maybe a muse, a person who inspires you to do something or move forward. As a musician and as a songwriter, I guess Chris Christofferson is probably someone that should file a restraining order on me, because I love everything the guy's done. So he's a big inspiration to me. And of course, you can't think about people like that without thinking about somebody like Johnny Cash. So here's a little song for tomorrow morning. Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. Wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. I'm wearing it, and I wash my face and comb my hair and stumble down the stairs to meet. I'd smoked my brain the night before, cigarettes and songs I was picking. Somehow I lost along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday makes your body feel alone. There ain't nothing short of dying as lonesome as the sound of a sleeping city sidewalk, Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw Daddy with a laughing little girl he was swinging. Sat behind a Sunday school and listened songs they were singing. Oh, then I headed back for home, somewhere far away, a lonely bell was ringing. And it took me back to somewhere, like a disappeared dream of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, wishing, Lord, stone. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound of a sleeping city sidewalk, Sunday morning coming down. Short of dying, half as lonesome as the sound of a sleeping city sidewalk, Sunday morning coming down. Downtown Frazee. The hostel is one of my favorite spots. It's great fun to be down here playing a little music tonight. Invite anybody out there in Radio Land to come down and visit us anytime you feel. Great to be out here on deer hunting weekend and hope people are doing well. Ask everyone to be safe, be peaceful. When you feel so dark and lonely, you wanna hang your head and cry. Because a woman left your heart broken, and you think you're gonna die. Say that she don't need a reason, boy, he's there wondering why. So you find yourself around getting high, and you find yourself thinking nobody's worth giving another try. You got the lonely boy blues, but there ain't no wondering why. You got the lonely boy blues, you got nothing left to lose, and you think you're gonna die drinking whiskey, getting high. Nice to see a few folks drifting in. Welcome to the Hostile Hornet. I'm Todd Sisson. It is a pleasure to be in here tonight. And I'm going to kind of slowly switch from one guitar to another as quickly as I can. And I say slowly, quickly, because that's kind of the way I operate. Great to see all in here tonight. I released a CD here this summer. It's called Brother John. I do have some copies for sale. If you need to contact me, you can get a hold of me at toddsisson.com. And again, it's great for you to be here tonight. I'm really, really happy to see some folks around. I'm going to do a song that I wrote for a friend of mine who passed on. Again, as I mentioned earlier, we all have inspirations. We all have people that help guide us forward in our lives. And you know, sometimes they're parents, sometimes they're mentors. This is a song dedicated to a guy named Billy Hansen, who passed away a few years back. Billy was kind of a country music icon where I grew up, and I was a rocker when I was a kid, and I really didn't appreciate the music he was playing until long after I graduated from high school and learned a little bit about country music. Bill played deep country. He played a lot of stuff from Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. When I got a little bit older, one thing I did notice about Bill is that whenever he played in a bar or whenever he played in a club, if there was someone that came in that he knew there was a musician, he'd always invite him to come up on stage and play a couple songs. Which, you know, I mean, musicians should do that. It's a good way to help people. But you know, when you got a kid that's never been up on stage before, that can kind of bite you in the fanny, so you have to be kind of careful. You get somebody up there that sounds terrible, that's not a good thing for them, and it's not a good thing for the audience either. So whenever a musician does that, he takes a little bit of a risk, and Billy Hansen took that kind of a risk with me when I was a kid. And it got to the point where he got a little confident in my ability. Anytime I walked into a place he was playing, he'd say, "Come on, Todd, get up and sing a couple songs with us." And there is where we kind of learn what it's really all about, because once you're up on stage, and once you get that first beautiful song done, and those people are sitting out in the audience clapping and smiling at you, you're hooked. It's kind of the end of your life as a human being and the beginning and the birth of a musician. So this song, again, you know, kind of speaks to what it's like to mentor people and kind of help them along. And at the same time, it's a little tribute to a friend. It's something called When Billy Sang the Rose of San Antonio.
I remember all the songs we played, how we got
I remember best. His voice would rise above the rest when Billy sang Rose of San Antonio. Whether spitting stones or sitting home or driving with the team, them old knuckles tough as what nuts with the guitar oh so clean. And wherever I would travel, I knew I was back home. But I heard good old Billy sing the Rose of San Antonio. Come of age, encourage them, get up on stage, show the people there that you can play. Singing on into the night, you showed us how to share the light, the beauty that country music is, that was his way. Whether splitting stones or sitting home or driving with the team, them old knuckles tough as lug nuts with guitar oh so keen. And wherever I would travel, I knew I was back home. But I heard good old Billy sing the Rose of San Antonio. What they say. And the day my brother called me up and told me Billy died, we figured surely heaven came a gentleman that day. Whether splitting stone or sitting home or driving with them old knuckles tough as lug nuts with guitar oh so clean. And wherever I would travel, I knew I was back home. When I heard good old Billy sing the Rose of San Antonio. Whether splitting stone or sitting home or driving with the team, them old knuckles tough as lug nuts, they've guitar on so clean. And wherever I would travel, I knew I was back home. I heard good old Billy sing the Rose San Antonio. Thank you. Beautiful evening. Welcome to those of you who have just come in. Great to see you all here tonight. Opening weekend of deer season. I don't see anything hanging off the back end, any pickups out here in the street yet. I also haven't heard about anything bad that went on down today, so it's a good thing to hear. No news is good news. I'm breaking in a new guitar up here a little bit, so I'm kind of fiddling around, but Taylor makes some good stuff. I'm pretty happy with them. Today is Guy Clark's birthday, from what I understand, and Guy Clark is also another one of my favorite writers. Jerry Jeff Walker, one of my favorite performers. Those two guys worked together. They officiated over a lot of beer parties I was at when I was in college, way back in the 70s. sometimes nothing shines like Hemingway's whiskey. Sail away as the evening dims. Live hard, die hard. This one's for him. Hemingway's whiskey, warm and smooth to me. Even when it burns, it'll always finish clean. He didn't like it watered down, took it straight up and neat. If it was bad enough for him, you know it's bad enough for me. Hemingway's whiskey. Sail away, three sheets to the wind. Live hard, die hard, this one's for him. Hemingway's whiskey, warm and smooth and mean. Even when it burns, it'll always finish clean. He did not like it watered down, took it straight up and neat. If it was bad enough for him, you know it's bad enough for me. Hemingway's whiskey. Thank you. One from Mr. Guy Clark. Oh, yeah. Turned out to be a pretty nice day today. Well, big thanks to Niji and all the people that are involved in promoting live music in this area. It sure is a heck of a lot of fun to get out there and see a resurgence of live music. And we're seeing it everywhere. The more people that support it, the more it's going to happen. Makes a lot of people happy, so you know it's a good thing to do, and I don't think there's anyone here that would disagree with that tonight. Growing up in a small town, I had a small transistor radio that sat next to my bed. My mama gave it to me as a present, with the proviso that, considering the fact that I was still in about fifth grade, that I couldn't turn it on after 10 o'clock at night because it was bedtime and I had school. So at approximately 10:15 every evening, I would very quietly turn that little radio on, and I would twist it back and forth to see if I could bring in stations from other places across the U.S. And it's amazing how AM radio can turn from something that only picks something up 10 miles away in the daytime to something that picks up stations all over the United States, sometimes even around the world. So, you know, it was about 10 o'clock at night. Every night, it was like magic. Somebody lifted a veil over the world, and I'd start picking up radio stations from places like Little Rock, Arkansas, and Chicago. And they were playing music that was very, very much unlike KKIN, Kickin' Country Radio, over in Aiken, where I grew up. I really didn't care for a lot of the stuff my mom listened to on the radio every day. For obvious reasons, it was my mother. How could I listen to the same stuff she did? That just doesn't work. You know, so the opportunity to bring in some rock and roll stations that were playing some things that I hadn't heard, and we're bringing knowledge of bands like Fleetwood Mac and the Rolling Stones, and people like David Gilmour and Jimi Hendrix. Not only a learning experience, but great entertainment. And while at the same time I'm laying in my bed listening to this, kind of in forbidden territory because I'm not supposed to stay up that late. At any rate, that little AM radio really kind of took me to another place. It took me to other places in the world. It's a little song I wrote about that little radio that sat next to my bed. Just a teenage boy in a Midwest town with an AM radio. in a place of honor, sitting by my man. I listen to that radio each night as I lay down. Let the music take me somewhere else instead. The songs, they took me places I'd never been before, and eased the boredom, small town life again. And I learned a lot of things of love, people, pain, and war, and a lot about how other people live. I rode away on wild horses in the rain.
Slowly go by and feed them on your team. you'll know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So look at them and sigh, and you know they love you.
Thank you.
It was down in old Joe's bar room, on the corner by the square. The usual crowd was assembled. Big Joe McKennedy was there.
Find a sweet man like. Oh. Armstrong. Thank you. Appreciate that. As we move our way through the evening here, sometimes I switch guitars and sometimes I tune up and down a little bit. Bear with me. I'm kind of getting used to a new friend of the family here. This is a song I wrote some time back and probably kind of began my reincarnation as a musician. I played professionally back in the 70s and early 80s, and when I decided to become a professional, I kind of put music on the back burner for a while. And when I kind of came back out, if you will, 5 or 6 years ago, started playing coffee houses and little backstreet bars and kind of earning my way back into the industry. I thought about what's really important, what really matters, and a lot of times it just comes down to what the simplest thing you can think of is the best thing. Me and this guitar up here, it really comes down to nothing but wood and steel, flesh and bone. I got a little request coming in here for a Neil Young song. And I like to do that whenever I can. How's everybody doing out here this evening? How was deer hunting? So-so? You got a shot off? Get you a salmon? Yeah. How about you guys? Annie? Yeah. Didn't get any on you, though. No? That's all right. It just started. And so, you know, switching these things out, you got to be careful you don't get your thumb caught in it, because that can hurt and you get stuck. And if you put them in backwards or upside down, that can be kind of a pain in the butt, too. And you get them tangled in your hair. There's got to be a better way of doing this. And when somebody comes up with it, they should let me know. Because first of all, I'll buy one. And I know a lot of other people would, too. So. Pardon me getting into this thing. And thanks for the request. No. Neil Young, yes. Neil Diamond, no, sorry. Related to right back with some more music. Short pause to refresh.
Thank you so much, Chad. Hey, right now we are broadcasting live on KKWB 89.9 FM UG Radio, your community radio station based out of Callaway, Minnesota. We are a Native American radio station that serves our reservation and surrounding communities, such as Frazee here. So we have a Frazee musician, Todd Sisson, out here. You guys have a good time, Todd? Right on. Yeah, Todd is a great musician. We are so excited to feature him on this Minnesota Mixdown Music Session. This is our fourth Minnesota Mixdown Music Session in our fourth different community. Today we're out in Frazee. Next month we'll be out at the mall in Detroit Lakes. Every time right about now in this Minnesota Mixdown Music Session, we have an interview time. So this is where we get to grill the man here on stage. So Todd, can you tell us a little bit about when you started playing music?
Well, there it started, I think, with piano lessons when I was a little kid. I believe I was in second grade. Of course, I love to sing, you know, kindergarten, first grade. You know, you're in choir. You sing all the time in school, and that's a good thing. I hope they still do that.
Oh, yeah.
That was part of my musical education. And I actually started playing guitar when I was in fifth grade.
That's great. Do you remember the first song that you ever learned how to play on guitar?
Yeah, it was an old classic American song called Shenandoah.
It's a good song.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah.
Great
beautiful
song to learn.
Away Rolling River.
Right on.
Yeah.
So Todd, I know a little bit about you because we're buddies. And I know you go out and do a lot of community events. You participate a lot in the Lakes community here and also the Fargo-Moorhead region. What drives you to play your music?
It really is therapy for me. I suffer from chronic pain and it's something I can do to contribute to the world in general. Not only that, but it just really feels good to get out and play. Music is good therapy, and you know, when I'm sitting on stage playing my guitar, it just doesn't hurt.
That's great. It's like your musical medicine. That's awesome.
Yeah, and you know, it's a lot of fun to get out there and share this kind of camaraderie with people and have a good time. And one thing music does is it brings people together, and it brings them together in a positive fashion. Even if it's sad music, even if it's blues and that type of thing. We all have common ground here tonight. It's music.
That's right. That's so great. So Todd, you play a variety of different songs, some covers and some original songs. If you had to play one song over and over and over for the next 10 years, what song would that be?
I know it wouldn't be Freebird. No, I'm just kidding. It probably comes down to one song that Kris Kristofferson wrote that was Johnny Cash's favorite song. And it's a very, very obscure little tune called Here Comes the Rainbow Again.
It's a good song.
I'll play it later.
All right. Sounds great. So now it's time we open up questions to the audience here. Does anybody have any questions for Todd Sisson tonight? The question to our radio audience right now is, how did you learn how to play Neil Young?
You know, I think any musician, when they're growing up, one of the first things they do is they try to emulate their favorite musicians. You know, in my case, Johnny Cash, Kris Kristofferson, and I look at Americana music, Neil Young is a huge part of that, and Neil's been a very big influence in not only how I perform and where and what I perform, I do a lot of Neil songs, but also in a little bit of my style and in how I write. So, yeah, he's big, big influence in my life.
That's great. Right on. Does anybody else have any more questions? Another one over here.
I think first live performance of Shenandoah, like I said, I think I was in fifth grade, fourth grade probably. And then we put together a little band and we played on the Welcome In Show from Channel 12 out of Alexandria. Let's see, I want to think that was May 12th, 1969. We were in fifth grade, so our band played on television. So, you know, the answer to that, how old was I? Heck, I don't know. I suppose I was around 9 years old or 10 or something like that. And just singing and taking piano lessons and, yeah.
Impressive. Very nice. Well, we're going to be back with some live music here shortly. We're going to take a quick break. But also, I would like to talk more with our artist that is here tonight, Mr. Michael Drake. One more time, let's give it up for Todd Sisson, first of all, guys. This project was brought to you by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund of Minnesota. If you'd like to hear more, feel free to check out our archive online at www.nijiradio.org.